Landing number one product of the day on Product Hunt is one of the most efficient growth channels for early-stage B2B startups. A single top finish can deliver between 30,000 and 80,000 visitors to your site, thousands of signups, and the social proof that unlocks press coverage, investor interest, and enterprise conversations. But the difference between a launch that fizzles and one that breaks records isn't luck. It's a repeatable playbook. This article breaks down exactly how to prepare, execute, and follow up on a Product Hunt launch that drives real business results, not just a spike of vanity traffic that disappears by Friday. Pre-launch preparation, 4 to 6 weeks out. The work that determines your Product Hunt outcome happens long before you click schedule launch. Most of the upvotes you'll receive on launch day are secured in the weeks prior through community building, asset creation, and relationship cultivation. Build your pre-launch community. The single strongest predictor of Product Hunt performance is the size and engagement of your existing audience on launch morning. Every product that's ever gone viral on PH had momentum baked in before day one. Take Notion's 2020 relaunch. The team had spent years cultivating a passionate community of power users, template creators, and evangelists. By the time they hit launch on Product Hunt, that community was 150,000 plus strong. The result? Over 3,000 upvotes, one of the highest scoring launches in PH history, and enough traffic to briefly strain Product Hunt servers. That launch didn't create Notion's community, it was the payoff for years of community-led growth. Building your pre-launch audience doesn't require years. A focused 4-week campaign email list building, Twitter X following, a private Slack or Discord, and recruiting beta testers, is enough to create the initial push that algorithmic visibility amplifies. Create a high-converting product page. Your Product Hunt listing needs three core assets. Asset impact best practice. 60-second demo video 2-3x more upvotes show the product in action, not a polished sizzle reel. First comment sets tone for discussion, walk through the problem, your approach, and what's next. Tagline plus description, clicks plus conversion, tagline under 60 characters, description under 200 words. The 60-second demo video is the single highest leverage asset you can create. Products with a clear, authentic walkthrough video average 2-3x more upvotes than those without. Figma's 2016 launch is the canonical example. Their tilde 90-second demo showed real design work happening in real time, and the quality of that video drove sustained commenting and sharing throughout launch day. They finished with roughly 500 upvotes, strong for 2016. But the real return was the wave of engaged users who stuck around. Recruit a hunter. Products hunted by someone in Product Hunt's top 100 hunters see 40-60% more upvotes on average. If you have an existing relationship with a top hunter, ask them to feature your product. If you don't, invest time engaging with the PH community authentically before your launch, comment on other products, support other makers, and build rapport. Cold DMs to top hunters rarely work. Time your launch. Timing is not a minor variable. Product Hunt's algorithm resets daily at midnight Pacific time. The optimal launch window is Tuesday through Thursday. Launching at 12:01 a.m. Pacific time, Tuesday and Wednesday give you the full attention of the PH audience during the work week. Thursday still works, but traffic dips slightly as people check out for the weekend. Monday launches compete with weekend holdover posts, and Friday through Sunday launches are essentially dead zones. Launch day tactics. Launch day is execution mode. Everything you built in the pre-launch phase now converts into votes, comments, and conversions. The first hour is everything. Product Hunt's ranking algorithm heavily weights early momentum. Getting to 50 upvotes within the first hour is the critical threshold. It's the point at which your product appears on the homepage trending section, which drives organic discovery and compounding growth. To hit this mark, you need a coordinated notification sequence. 1. 12:01 a.m. Pacific time. Product goes live. Immediately send a preset notification to your email list, Discord Slack community, and Twitter X followers. 2. 12:05 a.m. Pacific time. Ask your inner circle, friends, family, team, advisors, to upvote and leave a genuine comment. 3. 12:15 a.m. Pacific time. Your community notification blast goes out via the channels you prepared. The product's first comment matters enormously. You should write it yourself immediately after launch. A good first comment tells the story behind the product, the problem you set out to solve, the approach you took, and what you learned. Keep it genuine. The PH audience can smell marketing copy from a mile away. Understand the scoring landscape. Knowing the numbers helps you calibrate expectations and effort. Rank, upvote range estimated visitors. Number 1 product of the day 600 to 1,200, 30,000 to 80,000. Number 3 400 to 600, 15,000 to 30,000. Number 5 300 to 400, 8,000 to 18,000. Top 10 150 to 300, 3,000 to 8,000. These ranges vary by day of week and competitive density. A slow Tuesday might see the number 1 spot claimed with 600 votes. A competitive Wednesday might need 1,200 plus. Engage relentlessly. Respond to every comment on your product hunt page within 15 minutes during the first 6 hours, and within 1 hour for the rest of the day. Engagement signals to the algorithm that your product is generating real discussion, and it directly drives additional upvotes from people who see the founder actively participating. Superhuman's 2017 launch is a masterclass in combined pre-launch hype and day of engagement. CEO Rahul Vora had built an invitation-only pre-launch waitlist that cultivated exclusivity and anticipation. On launch day, the team responded to comments with depth and authenticity, not canned thank yous. They finished with roughly 1,200 upvotes and number 2 product of the day, and the launch directly fueled the waitlist growth that eventually made Superhuman one of the most talked-about email products of the decade. Post-launch follow-up. The product launches on Wednesday. The real work starts Thursday. Convert traffic into users. Your product hunt listing should point to a dedicated landing page, not your homepage, with a clear, single call to action. Sign up for free, book a demo, or get early access. Track everything. The vanity metric is upvotes, the real metric is signups, activated users, and paid conversions. A strong post-launch landing page includes the same demo video from your PH listing, social proof pulled from PH comments, a frictionless sign-up flow, email only, no credit card, follow up with commenters. Everyone who left a substantive comment on your product hunt page is a warm lead. Send them a personal email within 48 hours thanking them for the feedback, answering any open questions, and inviting them to a private demo. This is one of the highest converting follow-up sequences in SaaS growth, and almost no one does it well. Analyze what worked. Product Hunt provides post-launch analytics through Maker Metrics. Look at which traffic sources drove the most signups versus the most upvotes. What time of day had the highest conversion rate? Which comments generated the most engagement? Use these insights to refine your next launch strategy, whether that's a feature launch, an integration announcement, or a V2 relaunch. Common mistakes that sabotage product hunt launches. Launching without community. The most common mistake by far. Founders treat product hunt as a discovery channel rather than an amplification channel. If you have zero audience on launch morning, even a perfect listing will struggle to break 100 upvotes. Build the audience first. Launching on a Monday or Friday. Monday traffic is split between weekend catch-up and start-of-week priorities. Friday traffic is non-existent. You're competing against a fraction of the normal user base with a fraction of the voting activity. Tuesday through Thursday, or you're wasting the run. Treating upvotes as the goal. Upvotes don't pay the bills. A product with 200 upvotes and a 15% sign-up conversion rate is worth more than a product with 800 upvotes and 2% conversion. Optimize your listing and landing page for signups, not votes. Your thank you page should never just say thanks for the support. It should offer a next step, start the free trial, book a call, or share with a teammate. Neglecting mobile users. Over 60% of product hunt traffic comes from mobile devices. If your landing page isn't fully responsive, if the sign-up form is cramped, or if the video doesn't play on mobile, you're bleeding conversions. Writing a bad first comment. A first comment that says we're so excited to be here. Let us know what you think is wasted real estate. Your first comment should tell a compelling story, acknowledge the work of your team, and invite genuine feedback. The best PH first comments spark discussion. They ask a question, share a surprising learning, or tee up a debate about the problem space. The real ROI of Product Hunt. The highest value of a successful Product Hunt launch isn't the traffic spike. It's the permanent assets you walk away with. Social proof you can feature on your homepage for years. A library of authentic user feedback to guide product direction. A warm community that you activated and can re-engage for future launches. Press and investor attention that converts better with a number one PH badge. Notion, Figma, and Superhuman all leveraged their Product Hunt moments as springboards, not finish lines. The launch was the beginning of deeper relationships with the users who showed up on that single day. Related, building an audience before your first dollar. Related, community-led growth strategy. Published on the Bullpen blog. New articles every day at 9 a.m. Universal Time Coordinated.